What's up, everybody? It's Arthur, DNA Realty Group. Just driving home right now on Thanksgiving week, or Thanksgiving Eve, I should say. And I'm doing a little quick podcast. My brother told me, do it in that time. No extra time while you're driving, sitting in traffic, whatever. So hopefully the quality's good. Let's get right to it. In this episode, I wanted to talk about how business, and specifically the real estate business, you could probably relate to this if you're in any business, it's actually not as easy as it looks. Because there's a lot of things we have to do, there's a lot of things we have to master to be successful in the real estate business. So somebody getting their license might get their license and, you know, they think it's just showing houses and HGTV and selling sunsets. But it's actually a lot more work than that. As a realtor, you have to learn sales, you have to learn marketing, you have to learn videos, you have to learn the actual process of selling homes, the mechanics, and there's so many different things that when you think about a real estate agent or just one agent, you almost, that should be a business because you just wear so many different hats. So that's one of the things that makes the business of real estate or business in general is so difficult. And I was just reading a statistic by NAR, the National Association of Realtors, yesterday, and it said about 150,000 people get their real estate license every year. Think of that as a new person getting their license, starting a business, thinking they're going to change their family tree, and at the end of that year, about 148,000 or almost 150,000 people do not renew, right? So the failure rate in the real estate business is the same as in any small business. It's like 98%. So what do you have to do to be successful in real estate? I think you have to figure out what you have to do. What are the 4, 5, 6 things you have to do? And master those 4, 5, 6 things. And not get distracted by the shiny object or the next thing you have to do. If you can do that, I think you could succeed in the real estate business. Because there's 101 ways to get business, right? Whether it's cold calling, open houses, expired listings, for sale by owners, whatever it may be. But what are the 5 things you have to do? And I'm going to give you 5 things in general that you really should master your first year in the real estate business. Lead generation, okay? That's making phone calls outbound. And you probably have to do that in any business you start, to be honest, right? So lead generation, and don't think of this as cold calling, but like figure out what your lead generation plan is for you. Is it open houses? Is it cold calling? Is it expired listing, right? So that's number one, lead generation. Number two is you have to follow up with those leads. So I'm going to say this lead follow-up, right? When you get leads and you get clients, you have to learn to follow up with them. You have to stay on top of them. All right. Number three is you have to get really good at the words you use. You have to improve your communication skills, right? Because you're selling people on why they should use you, why they should trust you, why they should work with you. And the only way that works is if you practice the sales skills, the sales techniques, and the language that you use. Let me paint you a picture, right? If I came in and you were looking to sell a $1 million property, and I came in a t-shirt and a tank top, and I didn't communicate well, right? In the first 10 seconds, you're probably not gonna agree to list with me charging whatever my fee is in commission. You're not gonna agree to list with me unless I can convince you on what I do. Now picture this, I come in a 3-piece suit into your $1 million house, and I speak well, I present well, and I show you how by working with me, I'm going to net you more money than by working with anybody else. Which of those two examples of Arthur is more likely to get that listing, right? So that's why point number three is so important. You have to practice your skills. Number four, again, I talked about this earlier. As a realtor, you do so many things, sales, marketing. But number four, you really have to learn how to negotiate, right? Because you negotiate that listing agreement. You negotiate leases, you negotiate in commercial real estate. You also negotiate with other co-brokers, with buyers, with sellers. So there's so much you have to learn. So pick up like 2 or 3 negotiation books, get on some podcasts, learn how to negotiate, right? So now you're doing your lead gen, you're doing your lead follow-up, you're practicing your presentation and learning what to say, okay, every single day, and you're learning to negotiating. And then number four is obviously going on appointments. Really, I heard it always sticks to me, these good quotes that I hear, right? And I'm in my car a lot, and I heard one time somebody say, you can't make money behind the windshield of a car, right? You don't make money. And what I think it means, like in real estate, we don't make money when we're driving. We make money where we're meeting with people, whether that's meeting a builder, meeting an investor, meeting just business owners at a client event or at a networking event, meeting your clients, right? And specifically, you have to meet with buyers and you have to meet with sellers and you have to get them to agree to work with you. That's how you get paid in the real estate business. Now, I do have other businesses, you know, most of them are related. They're all in the real estate space, right? But, you know, we have a property management business. We had a handyman business before when we started. That failed, but that's a whole other podcast episode. And what I will argue with you that in any business that you start, if you're a small business owner, there's only four, five, maybe six, maybe a half a dozen things that you yourself have to execute, you have to learn, and you have to master for you to be successful. So in this episode, we're talking about how not to be in the 98% who fail or don't renew their license, right? How to be in the, you know, the 2% that make it. And these are just some of the things, just some of the ideas that I've learned in my career of building, you know, a business that's pretty successful. We sell close to 100 homes a year, over $1 million in gross revenue. Don't mistake that. I'm not saying I take $1 million to the bottom line. There's, of course, a lot of expenses in business, right? And that's another thing. A lot of people think that real estate agents make a ton of money, which is simply not true. The average, that's why they don't renew their license, right? If you were if it was a license to print money, why would anybody not renew their real estate license? Because the fees and the cost associated with having your real estate license are so significant, and it's so difficult to get business or make any money. That's why most people don't renew. The average real estate agents, you know, the statistics come out by NAR every year. They sell about 4 or 5 homes a year, maybe 10. Like 10, if you sell 12 homes a year, I'd consider you good, right? One a month. Most agents do not do that. So if you're listening to this and you're selling 12 homes a year, congratulations. If you're selling 100 like our team, then you know you're the top of the top of the top in an industry that is unforgiving. In an industry where most people do not renew their real estate license.